Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. I'm gifting you with the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending December 31st, 2016. The hit list must have settled in for a long winter's nap, because absolutely nothing changes this week. We'll start in 5th place, where Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj sway in place, side to side. Nicki's picking up a little extra work to finish the year. Details are on the way. Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj finished 2016 in 5th place as Side to Side Hold Steady. Nicki will wrap up the year in Miami, where she's stepping in to do a New Year's Eve concert. She'll welcome 2017 at the 11 nightclub as she substitutes for the original headliner, Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer announced she was dropping the gig to spend time with her family. Tickets for the show start at $340, which also buys you 2 hours of open bar and a champagne toast at midnight. As for Bruno Mars, he'll toast the new year at the other end of the country. We'll catch up with Bruno after 24K Magic, holding at number 4.
Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe, so clear. Look out.
Bruno Mars spends another week in 4th place with the title song from his 3rd album, 24 karat magic. He'll wrap up the year with 2 shows in Las Vegas, including a New Year's Eve gig at a place called The Bank. Bruno will be making big banks starting March 28th when he kicks off his world tour in Antwerp, Belgium. He'll be touring Europe and the UK through mid-June, with North America following in July. Now, we don't know Halsey's plans for New Year's Eve, but yep, the Chainsmokers have a party planned. I'll have more after Closer, staying put at number 3.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Chainsmokers and Halsey spend another week in 3rd place with their former 12-week champ, Closer. The Chainsmokers will usher in 2017 in Denver, Colorado at an event called Decadence NYE. It's a dance extravaganza, also featuring Tiesto, Eric Prydz, and Flume. The Weeknd knows a thing or two about decadence. He pretty much built his career around it. He says things have changed a bit. We'll take a closer look after Starboy, holding at number 2.
Look what you've done. I'm a starboy. Look what you've done. I'm a starboy. Every day in-
The Weeknd and Daft Punk just can't make that all-important final jump as Starboy holds in the runner-up slot. Speaking with the Guardian newspaper, The Weeknd says he used drugs as a creative crutch when he was younger, but time and experience have made him a little more confident in his own powers. The Weeknd will also be in Miami for the new year, and then he starts his world tour on February 17th in Stockholm, Sweden. New chart, new year, same champs. Ray Sremmert capped their breakthrough year with a 6th week at number 1 with Black Beatles. These two have big plans for 2017. Hold on for more.
That girl is a real crowd piece. Small world, all her friends know me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly.
Ray Sremmert and Gucci Mane rule the Hot 100 for a 6th week with Black Beatles. An international hit calls for an international tour. On January 18th, Ray Sremmert kicks off a 3-week swing through the UK and Europe. So there you go. 2016 is now in the books. What does the new year hold? Join me next week, and we'll find out together. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.